This chapter is called The Pastor and Children. The Pastor and Children. I taught a lesson in this series entitled The Pastor and Men. This was the main focus, an example of Christ while starting the church, men. During the last of 3 years of his public ministry, the children were finally brought to him. This was after he had ordained 12 and appointed 70 other men to do his work. The Lord had already sent out 82 adult men before children were ever brought to him. There are 27 known events in the third year and final year of Christ's public ministry. Out of those 27 known events, the 23rd event was the bringing of children to Christ just a few months before his crucifixion. This is recorded in Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15, Mark 10, 13 through 16, and Luke 18, verses 15 through 17. While we as pastors must focus on men, let us not forget the children. Jesus did show his love for children in this event that is recorded in the Synoptic Gospels. The words of the anonymous songwriter are true, who said, "Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world." One of the best ways to show our love for children is by having a strong men's ministry. The glory of children are their fathers. Proverbs 17, verse 6. Give the children something to look up to in their church. That is men and good fathers. This is one of the greatest things you'll ever do for children. Homes with loving husbands and fathers will build strong churches, communities, and countries. Many of our societal ills, internal conflicts, violence, crime, illegitimate pregnancies, suicides, paranoia, attention deficit problems, homosexuality, etc., can be traced back to no father in the house or an unloving father. This is what Malachi the prophet probably meant when he ended the Old Testament by saying in Malachi 4 and verse 6, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." The Bible speaks of cursed children. That curse is often put on them by absentee fathers or unloving fathers. It is one of the evidences of a spirit-filled preacher that he will constantly be trying to change the fathers in the church to have a heart for their children. The pastor will understand that no amount of children's ministries or Christian schools can offset the influence of a father. Fixing fathers will be one of the main thrusts of his ministry, so led by the Holy Spirit. Consider Luke chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. It says this about John the Baptist and why he would be so great. "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. One of the characteristics that made John the Baptist great in the eyes of the Lord would be his efforts to, quote, turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, end quote. That was an evidence that he was a Holy Spirit-filled preacher. Every preacher should be trying to turn the hearts of the fathers in his ministry to their sons and daughters. This is mentioned in the next breath after evangelism. That's how important it is. The focus must be on fixing fathers and fixing families. But there is also a biblical basis secondarily for children's ministries to help assist. Now please consider a few scriptures that could be used as a basis for having children's ministries. Isaiah 54 in verse 13 says this, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Notice God wants all of the children to be taught of the Lord. Deuteronomy 31 and verses 12 through 13 tells us the power of assembly and how it can affect children who know nothing. Listen to these words, beginning verses 12 through 13. "Gather the people together, men and women and children, and the stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, that they may learn and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that their children," listen, "which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it." Notice the power of assembly in a congregation. Gather the people together, the children. And the promise is that your children, which have not known anything, can hear and learn and fear the Lord your God. See, not only does faith come by hearing the Word of God, but fear comes by hearing the Word of God. We have seen that in our church at times where children have come in from unchristian homes by way of a transportation ministry, and though they never knew a thing about God in their homes, by bringing them under the sound of the preaching of the Word of the Lord, they ended up becoming saved and learning to be God-fearing souls. Another verse is Matthew 19:14 that could be a basis for having children's ministries. Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Verse 15, "And he laid his hands on them and departed thence." Jesus said, "Suffer," or "permit little children to come unto me, and forbid them not." Another verse that could be used to justify having children's ministries in the church, John 21, verse 15. "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs." One of the evidences of Peter's love for Christ would be that as the ministry developed in the first century, a part of Peter's ministry would be to feed God's lambs. Now that could be little children, that could be referring to just babes in Christ, but we certainly believe that all four of these verses justify trying to minister to children. The local church is a place of special communication by the Holy Ghost to individual believers. There is no place like it on earth. That is why we read seven times in the book of Revelations, quote, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." as a special message to the churches from the Holy Spirit. Revelation 2 verse 7 is one of those seven examples. If children then are in church every time the doors are open, then there is the possibility that they will hear that message from the Holy Ghost. Ministries can be started to help children with these two precautions greatly stressed. Number one, no ministry should entertain children but edify them. It must be spiritually motivated to complement the home, not substitute for it. Number two, no parent should put their faith in the church and children's ministries to raise their children to be Christians. It is the parent's responsibility to train up a child in the way that he should go. The New Testament is actually silent about, quote, children's ministries, end quote. Titus chapter 2 seems to indicate it is okay to let others help you teach your children. And Galatians 4:2 says fathers can approve tutors and governors to help educate their children. But the key is to allow them to help, not to take over. Pastor, try to provide devotions or quiet time materials for moms and dads to teach their children at home. They might not know how to get started, but you can assist them in this God-given task. Develop ministries as workers grow spiritually to help as, quote, prophets and teachers in the church, Acts 13 and verse 1. Our church has Sunday school classes starting at 2 years of age through teens. We also have adult Bible study. After kindergarten, we separate boys and girls all the way up through and including the teen classes. Boys and youth are taught by men. We also provide nursery services for ages 0 to 24 months during this time. We have a bus ministry and children's churches up to age 17. Those who drive in are given the option whether to put their children in children's church or keep them in the main adult service. We also have kids' clubs on Wednesday nights for grades 1 through 6 using the Master's Ministries material. Daily vacation Bible schools can be useful in reaching souls at a young age. Let us remember that approximately 85% of all born-again Christians trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior by age 14. We must evangelize souls, and children are a great harvest field. Jesus said in Matthew 18 and verse number 14, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. We see clearly that it is God's will, according to this verse, that every single child come to know Christ as their Savior. It has been our experience to see children sometimes at ages as young as 5, 6, or 7 being genuinely converted. Other times it takes longer for them to truly understand the gospel and become born-again believers in Christ. But even Jesus referred to the potential of child conversion in Matthew 18:3 when he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. This spake he after it tells us in verse 2 that Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Certainly, Jesus taught us here that little children can genuinely be converted. We must be careful not to give them false assurances, for it is the Holy Spirit that bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do not tell children just because they prayed a prayer that they are saved. But also do not think that children cannot be saved, for Jesus said they can be. And this is his church. But remember, our churches are out of order when they are loaded with children's ministries, teen ministries, women's ministries, senior citizens' ministries, and have nothing for the men. The men is what Jesus focused on first, and then the children in the third year of his ministry. Children are, however, the future of our church, but men are the now. Get the men, and it will be best for the women and children in the long run. All right. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this evening. It was a little bit shorter than the rest. But help us to remember the children. Jesus, you said they could be saved. In fact, you said they are an example of conversion because of their childlike faith in the Word of God. And Lord, I can think of a couple of people in this room right here whose testimony is that they trusted Christ when they were 5 years of age. And Lord, for me, it was when I was about 12. And most of it was before they were 14. So give us a vibrant children's ministry. Lord, we do have verses that are a basis for this being right, to gather the children together, and that they may hear and learn and fear God, even though they have known nothing. And so bless those working in children's ministries. Lord, I pray every mom and dad in this church and any other church would understand that that is never, ever, in your word, taught to be a substitute for their responsibility. I pray we'd have homes where moms and dads would teach children the word of God, where they would talk about the Lord. They'd guide their children in the truth. And so, Lord, help us to understand the balance of this subject as well as any that might read this or listen to it in the future. Now, Lord, help men as we practice singing of our fellowship, the evening service tonight, tomorrow. And, Lord, I just pray that you give us grace upon our children's ministry, Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights. And this summer we're going to try Vacation Bible School for the first time in years, and camps and bus ministries. Lord, we just thank you for glorious conversions we've seen. Think of the boy that was shot and killed last week. And for the 7 years, he came to this church and knew the Lord and trusted in thee. Others, Lord, we just pray, too, that many of these children that have had the word sown in their hearts by this church over the years in the past, that good seed would grow and they'd be drawn back by it. And, Lord, children are so impressionable. Help these parents that have fallen out of church and out of the Bible, and to get right and get back in, and especially where their children are the most impressionable. Lord, give us a powerful church that would just powerfully influence boys and girls and young people, and supplement the home, what moms and dads are trying to do there. I believe that would be your will. We pray for it in Jesus' name. Amen.